This is one of the most beautiful passages of the Holy Gospels. Jewish history, mountaintops are always dear places. Why? Because they are close to God. It was on Mount Sinai that Moses received the Ten Commandments. It was on the mountain that Elijah had his revelation from of God. The mountaintop is the place of God. And on the Mount of Transfiguration, the glory of God was made manifest. The Mount of Transfiguration was for Jesus a spiritual mountaintop. I like the words of Peter in all this. He said, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." We are to repeat that same sentence. Lord, it is good for us to be here, because we are here today in the presence of Jesus. That's why we come together Sunday after Sunday. I know sometimes it's hard for people to find time, but if we work hard, we always find the time to come on Sundays to be with Jesus, to be on the peak of the mountain. And I remember, you know, especially people with little children, I remember my mother, you know, we walked 2 blocks to Mass, to the church, but we were never ready. My mother starts, "Come on, come on, come on," because the Mass started already. And you know, she knew all the prayers, even in Latin. So she used to start the Mass at home. And we thought she was a priest, really. "It makes of the Son, Holy Father, and our parties at Filia, Spiritus Sancti, Amen. In Troibo ad alta vedei." That was the first sentence. She knew the answer. Anyway, she rushed us to the church, and we always find out that we are ahead of the priest. It was with his passion and death in mind that Jesus provided this vision today, a glimpse of his divinity. The disciples have been hearing him saying all the time, "Well, we have to go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be crucified and buried." So they were kind of saying, maybe, whom are we following here? What's going to happen when he is gone? Who is this man? So Jesus took James, John, and his brother, and Peter, on the mountain, as he was transfigured before them. He showed them a little bit of his divinity. His face shone like the sun. His clothes became as white as snow. And then Moses and Elijah appeared, conversing with him. Moses, as you know, is the supreme law giver. Elijah is supreme among the prophets. In a way, they were telling him, "You are the fulfillment of the law and the prophets." This story of the Transfiguration also gives us a better view of our goal. It gives us the why of suffering and the courage and strength to go on walking with Jesus, because after the cross, we will see the crown of glory. These two great personalities, Moses and Elijah, discuss their exodus or passing of Jesus, which he was to accomplish in the city of Jerusalem. Now, the exodus, as you know, in the Old Testament, it marked the passing of a people from slavery to freedom, from the desert to the promised land. Jesus is about to experience a similar Passover, from suffering to glory. In fact, after his resurrection, he told two of his disciples, "Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer before entering into his glory?" In his transfiguration lies our promise of eternal life. No promise without grace, and no fulfillment of promise without the cross. So the gospel today also shows us the importance of living always with Jesus in good times and in bad times. It also shows us the importance of sharing this great hope of triumph and glory. You know, at first, when you read the passage, we might see in Christ's admonition, "Tell the vision to no one." But he set a condition that has been fulfilled until the Son of Man rises from the dead. Well, Christ is risen. No excuse for us. We are to go down the mountain and proclaim, "Hold fast and stand firm in the Lord." The gospel is worth suffering for. Those who share in the hardships of the gospel, those who suffer for righteousness, will also share in the glory and triumph of the risen Lord. So Jesus, as I said, showed the disciples a little bit of his divinity to encourage them. We come here on Sunday to offer the sacrifice of the Mass. At the consecration, Jesus is kind of telling us, "You are with me. Do not be afraid." But also, he gives us the command, "Go and share the hope and the trust that I gave you." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.